This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in China tonight, where China's oldest and biggest pride festival, Shanghai Pride, has announced it's, quote, taking a break from scheduling any future events. It is a huge blow to the visibility of LGBTI people in China. Shanghai Pride began in 2009. There were just 3,000 people in attendance, and it was the first time there was a large-scale Pride festival in mainland China. It has grown over the last 12 years. It has year-round events, including a rainbow bike ride and a Pride run and conferences and panels and all sorts of things. They made the announcement on Twitter. The post was titled "The End of the Rainbow." Shanghai Pride said that they had worked really hard to enrich the culture and diversity of the city that they love so much over the past 12 years. It kind of came a bit out of the blue. No one was expecting it. And it's definitely a devastating blow for China.
It just follows the slight erosion, follows the erosion of human rights we've seen lately in China, really, with all the things that's happening in Hong Kong and little bit after little bit, things are being wind back.
Yeah, probably with hindsight, it probably isn't that surprising, but...
Well, it's mysterious too, because the co-founder, so the official post was quite, neutral and mysterious. The co-founder on her personal Twitter account said, "The decision was difficult to make, but we have to protect the safety of all involved." Stefan, what's happening in Bosnia?
You know, a lot of Pride events have been cancelled across Europe and across the world, really, because of coronavirus. And the Pride in Bosnia and Sarajevo has been postponed due to the pandemic. But one of the quite influential imam from Bosnia has praised Allah for coronavirus, leading to the cancellation of Pride, which, it is said, "In every misfortune and tragedy, there is also a grain of happiness, goodness, and beauty." So that's his take on the cancellation of Pride. He has around 75,000 followers on Facebook, so it's not a lot, but it's still an influential, influential in his religion. Bosnia is not the best country in Europe with a record on LGBTIQ issue, but it's actually been changing. So this kind of thing, it's nothing surprising.
It has been good, though, that there have been lots of people speaking out against what he said. The office of the Grand Mufti moved very quickly to distance himself from the comments, saying it was his personal position and not the position of the entire Islamic community. So I think there's some people who aren't happy with this guy.
I was just going to say, last time I looked, this guy hadn't fallen in after marriage.
Paul, bring some colour to our conversation tonight.
Well, would you believe Birmingham is getting a lot of colour at the moment? Birmingham in the UK, they have a Cross with Pride, which is a rainbow walkway, has been revealed in the city. So the artwork was designed as part of the city's Pride celebrations in May, but they were cancelled because of the coronavirus restrictions, and it was revealed on Friday. It was designed by artist James Cowper, who's also a drag performer under the name of Gavina. And it was actually commissioned at the beginning of the year, but the paint's been sitting in his dining room for several months.
Sounds like drag queen time, yes.
Now, the artwork is based on the Progress flag, which is more colours than the traditional rainbow flag. So you've got black, brown for the people of colour, and also blue, pink and white for trans as well.
It's interesting how so many communities have, the power of just painting something on the walkway, gives a sense of place, a sense of safety, a chance to take photos.
It's apparently been well received and they're looking at making it permanent.
Wonderful news from the UK. And that's a wrap.
Pride Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.